Hello and welcome to the latest manager interview. I'm joined by Slough joint manager Neil Baker. How are you doing, Neil?
I'm very well, John. Yourself?
Yeah, so a point away from home. Happy or disappointed to drop two?
No, you've always got to be happy with a point away from home. I think we know we could have probably got the 3 points. I thought we were fantastic first half. We were first to pretty much everything. Work rate all over the park was brilliant. And a fantastic goal from Josh Jackman. To be fair, it was he was sold a little bit short by Scott, and you know it could have been a break for them, and he managed to make the tackle and then come inside and you know got a fantastic finish, and it was fully deserved. And then I think Ben's had a chance at the back post with a header from Warren's cross that you know he's got to do better with. He knows that. It's probably bread and butter for him really, you know, normally. So we could have gone in 2-0 up.
You were creating plenty of chances in the first half. Were you disappointed only to go 1-0 out?
Listen, to be honest, we were happy going in level at half-time because there was a really strong wind out there and we were against the wind first half. So to go in 1-0 up, we were delighted. Second half, we almost went 2-0 up. I think it was a great ball from Dobbo and Manny's had a header. It's just gone wide again. You know, it's a gilt-edged chance, really. So, you know, disappointed with that. And then how football is they went up the other end and scored. I think the lads had a shot and I think it's sort of gone through Jack's legs. So, yeah, you know.
Jack hadn't been tested up until that
point. No, he hadn't. And to be honest, at that point, they then had a sort of good 10-15 minute spell where they were on top and we had to regroup and dig in a little bit. And, you know, I wouldn't say that they created much more than that. But you know, you could definitely feel it around the stadium. Their fans were sort of getting right behind them, and we had to dig in. And I thought we saw ourselves through that period, and then came back in the second half, and you know we had a few more chances, and obviously we've shut up shop a little bit. We've gone to a 4-5-1. You know, because we were happy with the point away from home. We played a little bit on the break, and we've almost got a winner in the last minute with a free header from Guy. Guy and Sam were magnificent today, defended brilliantly. As Josh Jackman was an absolute standout player for us today. I thought he was brilliant today, and we could have won it right to death. And you know, so people might say, "Well, is it 2 points dropped?" It's never 2 points dropped. Getting a point at Dartford.
And in terms of the squad and the players, obviously, late change to the starting 11. Floody did something in the warm-up?
Yeah, he just tweaked a muscle in his back and just had a spasm and couldn't take the risk in the end because he probably wouldn't have lasted more than 5 or 10 minutes. So we had to make a change and brought Ben into the starting 11, who again I thought was really good today. You know, it's his first, one of his first 90s he's done this season, and he worked himself into the ground. So yeah, obviously that changes everything that you've talked about, you've set up, and you could say that the players could go under a little bit at that point, but they didn't. We started brilliantly, and say hopefully Floody will be okay for Tuesday. It's nothing major. It's just a frustration today.
Was there any point you're going to put Niz on up top?
No, I think if Ben had blown up, absolutely we would have thrown Niz up top as a target. But at that point, we were purely playing on the break, and we were quite happy to come away with a point here. And to say we almost. There was almost a sucker punch right at the end, which would have been a fantastic 3 points. But you know,
draw a fair result.
No, I think we deserve to win the game. I think we deserve to win the game on our first half performance. Say, I thought they had a really good 15-20 minute spell in the second half where they were on top of us. But I think we've had the more gilt-edged chances today. But listen. You know, we're in our first season in the National League South. We're coming to places like Dartford and we're coming away, you know, maybe a little bit disappointed that we haven't got the 3 points. So, you know, massive credit to our lads today.
And what about the reaction to the FA Cup? Obviously, was it a performance that you're proud of?
Huge reaction. You never know quite how you're going to go. I thought every man on the pitch today was outstanding in the, you know, their attitude, the work rate, desire, and everything that you could sit there and think, well, is it going to be a problem after the FA Cup? Very much like it was last year when we lost to Bishop Stortford at home. Everything that went wrong did go wrong, and you know, but we've come away, we've dug in, and I'm delighted with the point, and you know, we move on.
Anyone particularly stand out for you in a Rebel shirt today?
As I said, I thought Josh Jackman, I thought Guy Hollis came back in and was excellent today.
What was the reason for Niz being left out?
Well, Niz was away midweek. He went away with his boy. You know, which obviously we have no issues at all. You know, they don't often get the opportunities. But he missed training Thursday, and you know the way we do manage it. You know, often if a player goes away and misses something, then they often find themselves out the side. You know, Niz and Sam have been superb this season. But you've got a top defender in Guy as well. So, you know, if we didn't make that change, then what's that say to Guy? I thought he'd come in and was excellent today. And for me, Josh was a standout.
And coming back to playing on grass after so many games at Arbor Park, especially with tricky conditions, wet, a windy game, are you happy with how they adapted?
Yeah, I mean,
how tough was it out there?
Oh, it was tough. You know, there was a swirling wind. It was difficult to get out at times. And I thought both teams adapted to it pretty well. But we're really, really pleased to come here and get a point. And I know people will say, oh, yeah, but if we had that, you know, maybe a bit more cutting edge up front. Well, you don't take every chance in football. And, you know, I think between Ben and Manny, they've had one chance each. And unfortunately, they've not taken it. On another day, they put it in the back of the net and we win the game. So really, 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 really pleased today. Look forward to Tuesday now.
Yeah, looking ahead to Tuesday, obviously, Truro on the wrong end of a result. Again, a long trip up for them to Oxford City. They've got to come up to Slough. You've got to be confident.
No, not really. It's a National League South game. You're never confident in any game. Every game is a battle. They've had a poor result today. I'm sure they will learn from it. I'm sure they will regroup and look to go again on Tuesday. They've picked up quite a bit recently. Truro, obviously, new manager coming from Taunton, has done a really, really good job in steadying the ship there. And it won't be an easy evening at all. You know, obviously, it's a long journey for them, but you know they're used to that, so they won't use that as an excuse.
Excellent. Well, thanks ever so much for your time, Neil.
Cheers, John.
Thank you.